Hello?
Hey, is Kevin in?
This is him.
Hey, Kevin. It's Kyle over here at the bank at Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good. Good to hear. Hey, the reason I call, you guys done some work with the U.S. Bank over there and had a pretty good relationship with them. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, right on. You guys, well, based off that relationship, really, we were able to pre-approve you for some equipment financing and working capital. Just want to give you a call and see how business has been going.
Business has been good.
That's good. Good to hear. You guys have any plans bringing on any new equipment, save some money closer towards the end of the year?
I already just purchased it, and it should be in here in December.
Okay. What'd you bring on?
I bought a CNC router.
Oh, nice. You pick that up from a vendor you go through normally, or?
No, the manufacturer.
Manufacturer, gotcha. Okay, how much did that run you?
It was around 80,000, a little bit more.
Oh my. Okay, nice chunk of cash right there. Did you pay out of pocket for that, or finance it?
No, I did a lease deal.
Capital. Gotcha. Yeah, it's always smart. No need for something to happen. Be out a big chunk of cash like that, right?
Yeah, that would be awful.
Yeah, no, that's I've seen that from time to time. That's never friendly there. So, okay, you guys, what about capital needs? You maybe looking for any cash flow for the end of the year or anything like that?
No, I'm pretty good on that too because I've got a cash flow manager if I need it.
Okay, that probably helps out a bunch then.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really used it. I used it for some other things to refinance some stuff, but. For its actual design needs. I may need it at the end of the year, but I talked to the supplier and they're going to be able to do 30% instead of the 50% deposit.
Oh, okay.
So that'll work out pretty good because it'll be a fairly large project.
Yeah, definitely. How long does something like that normally take?
That one I'm only planning 2 to 3 weeks to be done.
Okay. Nice. Is that do they get much longer than that for you typically?
It depends on what the client wants. I mean, everything's, you know, if they need rooms built or usually once you get on site, then they're like, well, while you're here, can you do this, this, and this? And then it's like hard to escape.
No, yeah, it makes sense. But at the same time, it keeps you a little busy, so I see where it has its pros and cons there for you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad everything is going good for you over there. So do you guys typically stay pretty steady heading into the end of the year then?
I've had one slow month in about 8 years.
Oh, wow. That is a good track record to have.
Yeah, and I made a couple phone calls, and I was back into the swing of things. And, usually the summertime is the busiest time, but things have not settled down. They're still going pretty hard. So I'm booking jobs for December and January right now.
Oh, yeah, so you guys are shooting into the winter pretty strong then, keeping your momentum going. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's good to hear. And then summertime, that's just construction's hot spot most of the time, isn't it?
Yes, everybody does it through plant shutdowns, and they want the latest and greatest, or clients or competition drives it. That's a pretty good thing, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Is there, like... Do you have something specific you specialize in, or is you kind of just open to mostly anything?
I pretty much can handle anything except for roofing and landscaping I don't get into.
Okay.
But we're getting big into micro markets, so I do a lot of work for the food industry in cafeterias and break rooms. And you know, there's a good part of the area that one of my clients handles for the state of Ohio.
No, yeah, that's awesome. A lot of schools probably than you're in, sounds like, huh?
No schools. A lot of call centers are big.
Call centers.
Manufacturing is big. A lot of the clientele doesn't want their staff going off campus anymore.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Trying to upgrade it to keep people on premise.
Okay. Well, that's smart then, I guess. You have to keep everybody in the building and, be able to do it that way. So, oh yeah, it's great to hear. But all right, yeah, sounds like you guys are, you know, keeping on top of everything over there, and all tracked out for the next few months, anyways. So that's good for you there. I'm glad to hear. You know, I know construction has its tendency to go up and down and fluctuate a bit. So, you guys, seem like you're doing great. So That's awesome there. But all right, what if you mind if I grab your email, shoot you over my information, and you could keep me on file in case anything ever pops up? You try to throw a hat in the rain.
It's the email is rmcsolutionsinc@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right, Kevin, well, I'll shoot you over a quick note. And just for future reference, no, we're always good for both new and used equipment and unsecured cash. If you ever have a big project, you need a little bit of capital to, you know, get the ball rolling, that sort of thing. So keep me in mind. And other than that, I will keep in touch every few months. Just touch base and chat for a few, see if we can help you out with anything.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Kevin, enjoy your weekend.
All right, thank you.
Yep, bye.
All right, bye.